Fairbanks has said a temporary goodbye to a local retail institution. Samson's Hardware closed the doors at a location it had occupied for 104 years on Friday. The store on the Chena River in downtown Fairbanks, which is currently owned by the Jackovich family, has survived in the modern era of big box retailers as the place to get hard-to-find items and personalized service. Longtime employee Ann Schuyler says Samson's is unlike any other store.
We're the only place in town other than a bar that you can belly on up to the counter and put your foot on a foot rail and make yourself at home. They come in and they tell you, I want to go from my fuel tank all the way to my furnace. Or I'm drilling a well. Or I'm building a log home. Or I'm putting in a wood stove. Or I gotta do this or that. And the old saying is, we may not have what you want, but we have what you need.
Schuyler says Samson's maintains relationships with suppliers of parts and tools unique to frontier living.
Galvanized wash tubs with ringers, rapid washers, food mills, marlin spikes, FIDs. Some of our suppliers only make some of these products once a year. The rapid washer, for instance, which is a cone-shaped thing with a stick, and you plunge it up and down in your laundry. And they make that once a year.
Schuyler says Samson's has shipped such items to locations as far off as Antarctica, but locals are the store's mainstay. Ed Busby has lived in Fairbanks since 1946. He says he has had an account at Samson's since he was 23 years old and has relied on the store for unusual items.
You could come in here and get stuff, horse harness, anything you can imagine, and you could go to Seattle, you couldn't find any store that had as much of a selection as Samson's did.
People like Musby stocked up at Samson's Hardware in recent weeks as the store will be closed for about 6 months. It's being forced from its longtime location to make way for overhaul of the city's main thoroughfare. Schuyler says Samson's should be open in a similarly vintage building by next summer.
Hopefully, on the property that the family owns, about 200 feet to the back in the old NC Dominion warehouse that's about 100 years old, too.
Schuyler says the State Department of Transportation wants Samson's out of its current building by January 15th. She says everything will be put into storage while the new location is ready to accommodate the iconic hardware store. She says many of the old store's historic fixtures, including the counter and a collection of antique hardware, will be moved to the new building.